Making plays on the ball has definitely been emphasized in practice. We do tons and tons of drills. Coach Ed Donatel stresses that so much, whether we're practicing the peanut punch or we're practicing getting the ball at the high at the highest level. And what's great about it is that we're starting to see it show up in games. So we're starting to understand, okay, if we practice it, it works. I mean, in the Saints game, I mean, you see so many times with whether it's Cheese, Christian Jones, like ripping the ball out, even though they don't call it, it's still a confidence booster in us knowing that, okay, we can get it out. Then you see Amos get the ball out at a crucial part in the game. And so just little stuff like that, we're just trying to be about the ball.
Do you think it's contagious?
Yes, 100%. I mean, every DB or every defense in the league has a term that they come in bunches, meaning if you get a pick, if you get a turnover, hey, they come in bunches, meaning they come in threes. So usually we know that there's more out there, and we try to get a couple more after the first one. It's crazy how it works, but the ball just keeps finding you after the first one.
After the way this team played through October and kind of generating some momentum heading into the second half, how eager are you just to get back out there and continue that? And there's opportunity here.
Right, yeah. We kind of didn't want to stop just because we did feel like we were on fire. I mean, even with the loss in the Saints, we still felt like, even though the Saints played a good game, we still felt like most of the stuff was self-inflicted. And like I said, the fact that we haven't played a complete game on all three phases, we know that that's still out there, and that's what makes us keep practicing hard and keep staying hungry.